Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Bonnie North. Around the country, communities are celebrating Teacher Appreciation Week. In honor of that, we're showing our appreciation for a local educator who took an interesting path into the profession.
You might know Julio Pabon as the percussionist for Milwaukee's leading Latin jazz group, De La Buena. But what you might not know is that Pabon is also an elementary school teacher. He heads the music program at MPS's Lancaster School.
He stopped by the Lake Effect Studios to chat about his day job gig with education reporter Rachel Morello.
So tell me about your job.
I teach at Lancaster. It's an elementary and middle school, K through 8, in MPS. I teach the whole school. It's around 280 students. There's a full-time art teacher and a full-time music teacher now through the Turnaround Arts program.
And you've been there for a year now, or this is your first year?
This is the first year at that school, yeah. Well, actually, I've been at different schools since 2001, either private or charter schools. This is my first year in the MPS district as an MPS teacher.
Being in MPS, how is that different from the other schools that you've been in?
Well, MPS has a huge network of supportive teachers and staff. Other schools were supportive, but on a smaller scale. There's not a huge difference other than the school climates can be different, depending on who the students are, where they're from, what home life is like, and then what the school life is like. There are some differences as far as responsibilities can be different sometimes. Like there's self-evaluations that we do regularly in MPS, which is actually really positive. You know, we're checking in with ourselves constantly. Other schools have that on a less formal level, in my experience. So there's checks and balances that are more formalized.
As a music teacher, you're obviously, I'm guessing, not sitting at the head of a classroom with a chalkboard behind you. Kids are in desks. You're probably a little more informal of a classroom setting. When I think back to like when I was in music class or art class, and maybe this was just me when I was a kid, but the classroom did kind of feel like more of a playground. You're freer to express yourself just based on the fact that that's what you're doing in those classes. But I would guess as a teacher that you get to see a different side of kids than maybe their math teacher does or their English teacher does.
Yeah, one of the challenging parts of a music classroom in a school where children are used to having desks is that my classroom feels like it could be a playground. Because it's more open concept. If I have chairs out, they'll either be in a circle or in rows, depending on what the activities are. Mm-hmm. Either I write on the board or I use digital music programs that, you know, help me teach the material where they can interact with it. We'll do a mixture of singing together, getting out instruments, whether they're rhythm sticks or shakers, bells, drums, ukuleles, and then we'll also have the interactive stuff on the board. In my classroom, volume is usually relatively loud, but it's creative loudness. At least I hope it would be most of the time. You know, trying to get everybody to focus on the same thing can be a challenge. But if it's interesting and engaging, then usually it's not that much of a challenge. I try not to have a distance. I try to hear, you know, hey, can we do this song? Okay, how about we work on this and then we'll do that song. But also, talking, especially with some of the middle schoolers, we've been working on songwriting lately, and it's not always just get a staff paper and write on the staff paper. There's a lot of poetry and a lot of, you know, working on literacy concepts that we're doing. And they're taking this poetry to a deeper level. And for me to say, okay, you can't write about that, I feel is going to be more stifling to them. So if we're working on, okay, school concepts, but I don't really want to write about school concepts, can I write about bullying? Because that's what's happening to me and I need to talk about it. Oh yeah, please, write it. So we're not only working on, you know, constructing sentences and constructing a story, plot line, beginning, middle, and end, but they're also working on social solutions, social emotional issues and solutions to them. Mm-hmm. That is the learning that I'm interested in supporting and bringing out of kids.
So the reason we're talking is because it's Teacher Appreciation Week?
Yeah, this week.
So in addition to appreciating you and your colleagues, I wanted to ask you who in your past you look to for inspiration as a teacher. Were there people who were really influential to you and that you think about when you're in your own classroom?
Yeah, and actually it doesn't limit itself to just arts teachers. Although some of the most influential teachers in my life were my elementary art teacher, Mr. Heil. He became a best friend. because his room was safe. I could be myself. I could talk to him about anything. Anybody could. It was a very safe place to be. Yes, we had to work. We had to focus on our projects, but he didn't try to fit us into a particular square. We could be who we were, and that was an amazing thing to have. I had band teachers that were that way, very supportive. I had a history teacher who was also a coach who, you know, felt like family. It's the relationship with the people where they hear me, they understand me, and they feel safe for me to talk to, and they're willing to go above and beyond. And that's a theme that we have at the school amongst all of our staff and faculty, going above and beyond. The call of duty to bring children to a place of learning that is safe and supportive, and they can achieve their highest goals.
Can you talk a little bit about working with the other staff in the building? Because I know that MPS has talked about trying to coordinate subjects like music or art with more quote-unquote traditional subjects like math or English, social studies. How much do you coordinate with other teachers?
As far as coordination with other classrooms, I've been collaborating with them regarding what math concepts they're working on, trying to fold fractions into the music, which it's very easy to do because music is math anyway. Mm-hmm. And the notes break down into fractions very easily. Quarter notes, one quarter for every whole note. Every whole note, there's four of them, and so on and so forth.
I'm just realizing that I was probably tricked into learning math when I took music as a kid.
You probably were without even knowing.
Wow.
Well, and that's the beauty that you know, I've tried to work with students to understand is, so there's been the math subjects. We touch history, we touch social studies, geography. So I do try to pay attention to what is hanging in the classroom at that time. I try to look around and pay attention to what they're working on and try to fold it in as much as I can. It can be kind of difficult to get all of that planning in because there's not a lot of planning time during the day. But we also have, it's an arts integration model is what we're doing. So teachers are not just relying on the artists to bring their subjects into the arts classrooms. The teachers are also utilizing theatrical skills through the Turnaround Arts program, bringing the arts into a subject. Okay, so this is the subject we're working with. Draw a picture that describes that. They're integrating things in their own ways in their own classrooms to enhance the core subject learning.
So I feel like most of the people I talk to these days who have been in the classroom for a while or who are thinking about becoming teachers, there's a lot of concern there. There's a lot of worry there. Mm-hmm. And actually in Wisconsin, I think we have a pretty high number of people who are leaving the classroom right now, pretty low number of people going into teaching. And I wonder, even though you've been in classrooms for a number of years now, entering a system like MPS, were you worried at all when you took that job on or were you excited? What advice would you give to people who are a little concerned about becoming a teacher in the environment that we're in right now?
I'd say you ask yourself what you're concerned about. Get in touch with what that really is. I was most concerned about, you know, being in a place where I have good income, steady income, health benefits, you know, being able to support my family the way I need to. That's what's important to me. And being in classrooms where I can make a difference. So if you want to make a difference, be a teacher. If you want to be a billionaire, don't be a teacher. It's a very difficult profession that doesn't necessarily have a huge financial compensation, but I'm not in it for that. Yes, I need to support my family, but at the end of the day, what makes your heart sing?
What's your favorite part of your job?
When I hear all the little and even older kids saying my name, Mr. Pavone, coming up to hug me and saying hello. And I just love, you know, feeling the love and knowing that we're getting somewhere and that we're achieving positive, you know, relationships. And I mean, that's half of it, though. Feeling like we're making progress in that realm is really important. But also seeing the light bulbs go off is the biggest reward for me. Those are the moments that make it worthwhile because, okay, now it all makes sense.
And then on the flip side, I want to know, what do you think is something that people who aren't teachers should know about teachers?
If you don't know what it's like to have 25 to 35 kids in one room by yourself for 45 minutes to an hour or even all day, which most of the teachers have 30 different personalities, 30 different ways of behaving, if you don't know what that's like, step into a classroom someday, experience it, and please thank a teacher. This is by far one of the most difficult, emotionally difficult professions, because you are asked to manage all of these different ways of thinking and being while trying to mold a person into an independent, creative, positive thinker and doer, where they can take the information you give them and create something impactful and helpful in our community and in our world.
Thanks to
it's
you.
Huge. Thank you.
Well, thank this teacher, and I know you got to get back to class.
Thanks, yeah.
But is there anything that you wanted to add about your job or about your students or your school?
Well, one more thing to people thinking about being teachers. I'm saying how, you know, intense it is, but it's also equally most rewarding. When it goes right, everything is in balance. Everything feels great, and it's worthwhile, because you're helping shape our future. We're not doing something insignificant. So if you're interested in being a teacher, please remember that it's probably the most significant profession that you're looking into, and you will make a difference in someone's lives. If you don't make a difference in all 35 children's lives at once, you are making a difference in their lives without even knowing it. We all had teachers that influenced us. We all have teachers that helped inspire us to be who we are today.
Julio Pabon is the music teacher at MPS's Lancaster School. He spoke with Lake Effect's Rachel Morello during Teacher Appreciation Week.